Ezra Volbi. We're going to continue with Emuna. So I'm going to repeat a little bit of what I said last week, and we'll continue. B'briyas ha'olam nitgalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toch ma'asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed in the world through his actions. Ki b'briya anu ro'im et chochmato et chasto. We see his wisdom, if we look at the world, and also his chesed. Look what he gives to us. Food, shelter, air. But he himself is hidden in this world. It's not so clear we see. We have to look for him, see it. It's sufficient if we think in the world we live in to get to a level of emuna. Right? Whatever emuna means. We're going to explain this. Umadregot ha'elyonot v'avodat Hashem, and to very high levels in serving Hashem. Zod ha'ita derech ha'avodat ha'kadoshim. This is the way of the avodat ha'kadoshim. Kefi shemita'e ha'rambam b'tchilat hilchus avodat zara, the beginning of avodat zara. Now he's quoting the Rambam. Kiven shenigmal eitan zeh, since he like got to stage of maturity, this eitan zeh, this strength, this is speaking about Avram Avinu. Hitchil shotet bedato. He began to look, to roam in his mind. Vukatan, and he was little. Vitchil lachshov. He began to think. Biyom ubalayla, night and day. Vayatmea, heich efsha shiyeh galgal hazeh. How could this whole, like, universe, nohek tamid, continue in being? Always. V'lo yeh lo manhig. There won't be someone who's controlling it. U'mi yisavev oto. And someone who makes it move. Ki ei efshar sheyishavev et atzmo. It's impossible that it itself will move itself. Like, that's what a lot of physicists say. There's laws of nature. There's the way things happen. It happens in of itself. No. V'lo hayah lo melamed. He didn't have a teacher. And not someone to make known to him these ideas. Dava, the matter. Ela mushka bo'o kastim. He was stooped in this place of Avodah Zarah, o kastim. Ben ovde kochavim tipshim. Between these people who served Avodah Zarah, the idiots. Va'aviv, v'imo, his mother and his father. V'kol ha'am, ovde kochavim. The whole people around him were ovde kochavim. Sounds like college. V'hu oved imahem, and he was serving with them. V'libo moshotet, and his heart was roaming. Umivin ad sheyesig derech emet, until he understood the way of the truth. V'vin kav hatzedek, he understood the line of right ways. Umitvunato hanochona, from his understanding, his right, correct understanding. V'yada, and he knew with his mind. V'yadia means understanding. Shiyesh sham eloka echad, there's one God. V'hu manig agalgal, and he's the one who moves this whole universe. V'hu bara hakol, he created it all. V'ein v'chol hanimsa eloka chutz mimenu, and there's not in the whole world of nimsa God other than him. Right? Says Revolvi, Hikir Adam Arishon. That's not Adam Arishon. Avram Avinu Alav Shalom. Ki Haborehu Gam Manhiget Olam Tamid. He's the one controlling the world and moving it, Umashgiach Alav, and being involved with it. The Gam Kol Umot Yadu Mitchila Et Habore. And so that's the Hilchos of Rezor. In the beginning, they knew there was a God. Then they wanted like a minister, because God was too far, too ne'elam. And they served that minister who represented certain kochot, certain strengths in the world. And then they forgot about God. That's enosh, loshen, forgetful. Enosh. And they forgot about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they remained serving the minister, which is the Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah explains that. Rak achar kach, hishtabsha emunatam. It was destroyed, the emunah. V'itchilu lavod l'malachim. They began to serve the angels, i.e. the ministers. L'kochavim, to the stars. L'kochot ha'gdolim ha'gashmiim, the big kochot, gashmiim, like the astrology. Yeah? There is kochot. It does have simonim. Chazal say, these have simonim milta. They have they have dominion. You can see things from these things. Hapoalim ba'olam, who work in the world. Kfi sharamba mita'eh b'tchila duchol v'rozor. Like Rambam explains that. Beginning of Avodah Zarah. Raka avot higiyu le'emuna ha'tahara. They reached the emuna ha'tahara, the pure emuna. Umasru otar b'neihem, v'ayu gam hem ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And also the children had this emuna, and they were b'nei ma'aminim, the children of those who believed. Okay, so that's the first stage, the avot. The avot, through their own das, through their own hakara of the world, got to that level, right? Now there's a second level. And really, I want to tell you something, this is stages also in a person's life. A person sees the world and gets the understanding of the world. Especially if you're Baal Tshuva. You came from this place of Avodah Zarah, that everyone's serving their own desires, right? And you separate, and you understand midatcha from your own das, that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's something more, there's some more meaning. That's the derech of the Avos. Now, there's another derech of Emunah, which is Har Sinai. That's Yeshiva. Yeshiva is Har Sinai. Now we're going to see now. But Mamad Har Sinai, Hidgaleh Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself in of himself. Ba'omro, L'chlal Yisrael. By saying to Klal Yisrael, when Yeshiva Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. So Gemara in Bracha says, after Misha Nechrav Beisak Mikdash, when the Bais was Nechrav, right? Ein LeKodesh Baruch Hu, there isn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu, only one place. Ela Arba Amos Shel Halacha. The Arba Amos of Halacha. Where is he? In the Gemara. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu is. That's his revelation. That's his will. That's the Gilui of Har Sinai. The Torah is the Gilui of Har Sinai. It's the Gilui of Teres Moshe. That's what we're learning. That's Ma'amad Har Sinai. And it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm the God, your Lord. The Kol Asar Dibur. All the 10 statements. Panim Bepanim Dibur Hashem. Face to face, the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke Imachem with you, Bahar Mitoch Ha'esh, and Har Sinai from the fires, right? Asar Tamamrot Shebehem Barak Kodesh Baruch Hu Ta'olam. These 10 statements, he created the world. Vitlapshu Betoch Ha'briya. And he placed it, dressed it literally into the creation. Maud varaycha nivsav b'shamayim. What does these words mean? That your words are standing in heavens. Ezehu davar nitzav b'shamayim. Which words are standing in heavens? El amah Kodesh Baruch Hu amah hashamayim omdim. What are the heavens standing? Al oto davar shamati. On that which I told you. Yehi rakia betoch hamayim. That there be a firmament between the waters. Vehichen, it was thus. Ktiv ki hu amar v'yehi. He said it will be. Oto davar sh'amar hu asa. What he said, he did. V'chen ne'ema, it says. V'hu tziva v'yamod. He commanded and it stood. Dvar Hashem shamayim nasu. With his dibu, the heavens were created, were made. V'oto davar sh'bara oto bo. Hem omdim le'olam. With the same dibu that he created them, they're standing forever. Lekach ne'emar le'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim. That through his words the heavens are standing. The words of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that which causes the heavens to stand. Hare davar Hashem is yehira kira. Mitlabesh b'shamayim agashmim emkayim ota. Right? Through the words of Hashem, yehira kira, is dressed the heavens, the physical heavens, and the spiritual heavens is mekayim these physical heavens, or the physical world, whatever. Lo kein asar ha'dibrot. Not so with the Ten Commandments. Shehigi aleinu bli shum hitlabshut. You hear what he's saying? When the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, the Ten Ma'amarot, right? His rotzen's in the world, but it's mitlabesh. It's dressed in the physical world. It's hidden in the physical world. The 10 statements of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is against the 10 commandments, or the 10 statements of the Tzara that he brought, right? That's mitlabesh in the world. It can't be seen clearly. We have to work in order to see it. The Tzara that he brought, the Torah, the Gilu of the Torah itself, is a clear Gilu, panim b'panim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'aklal Yisrael kibel otan b'nevuah. They received it with nevuah. V'hen nechkeku b'toch libot. And it was put in the heart of Shishim Ribo Ish Sha'amdu Lifnai Lifanai Lifnai Har Sinai, that they stood in front of Har Sinai. Okay, so now he's saying two things. There's two aspects of Emunah here. The Emunah that a person searches and sees in the world through his toil, and he can get to the Gilui of Aseret Ma'amarot. He can get the Gilui of Aseret Dibrot. That's the avod of the Avos. That's what the Gemara says, that the Avos kept all the mitzvahs. How the Avos kept all the mitzvahs? From Hasaga, from an understanding of the physical world, from the itlapshut, the dressing of the physical in the Ma'amarot, the 10 statements of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they came to a recognition of those 10 statements, which are the shorish of the Aseret Dibrot, right? The 10 commandments. The 10 commandments, which was given to us on Har Sinai, is a different relationship. That's a complete gilui. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to the Klal Yisrael and revealed himself to the Jewish people, and we saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu panim el panim, explaining to us, giving us 10 commandments, 10 aspects of his will, which are the shorash of all the 613, which is the shorash of all the commandments and all what we have to do, right? The 10 commandments. That was nechkak. That was engraved on our hearts. And that engraved on our hearts, the Shishim Ribu of Klal Yisrael, is what is chokek Klal Yisrael in the Olam. Umot HaOlam still can see a Kodesh Baruch Hu from, so to speak, the world, like the Avos. They can meet Gaia, they can come to see. But that clarity, that was nechkak b'livam, imbued on their hearts, that they don't have that level. That's only Klal Yisrael. That's a different level of clarity. Now, what's that to do with Emunah? Emunah, right, and the Rambam speaks, and that's really what he's saying here, is reaching that level of Das, that you understand that your Creator is the Manhik, and he's the one affecting you, the Mashgiach. That he is in control of this whole world, all this disparity comes from this one unity. And not only that, that is involved in your lives. The clearer you understand that, the clearer you see that in all this hestaponim, that's the derech of the Avos. The Torah is a clarity of that relationship. That's the Torah is like a marriage of the Jewish people to Klal Yisrael. That means you can find it. You can find it in the outside world. You can find it in physics. You can find it in science. You can find it in all the isms, right? You can find it. You can find it in the tree. You can find it in an eye. You can find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because it is an Uman. His umnus, his creation, speaks about the Uman. You can see the detail of the Uman. You can understand that. But the Torah is a gilui of panim el panim. The Torah is a gilui of the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking directly to us. That's a much higher gilui than that. Because toil in the Torah can bring a person to a much greater idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can see panim el panim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A toil in Torah is also that which brings us to Emunah. Because it brings to a clarity and an understanding and a deep understanding of life. And that deep understanding of life, that's Emunah. Because then we understand how the world works. We understand how Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach in the world. He's involved in the world. You understand? That's what he's saying. Those are the two aspects. And certainly, in everyone's life here, those two aspects a person's been through. He's been through finding his Creator, and then coming to Yeshiva, and seeing that Gilu. And as much as he was outside, and he looked for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he felt what he felt, Yeshiva is a much, much bigger Gilu. Learning Torah is a much, much bigger gilui. He can go to much higher levels in much shorter time by toiling in the Torah revealing him that Das Elyon, that Das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he has the ability to mitchaber to that Das. That's the purpose of Yeshiva. The purpose of Yeshiva is to develop that relationship. We're not only here to know how to learn from Rashi Tosfos. The main point of learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos is not to be an expert in Gemara. What's the point? the main point of learning Rashi Tosis is to have a relationship with your Creator. There's people who don't know how to learn so well, but the relationship is even better. Why? Because they're doing it to understand God's will. This is not a course. It's not a university course. This is not a, you know, 2 years course. You finish it, you forget it. This is a way of life. You're learning here to daven. You're learning here to learn. You're learning here to eat. You're learning here to sleep. You're learning here to speak, to deal with your wives. You're learning how to live. This is a microcosm, like a training ground, to learn how to live and have a relationship with the Creator. That's what Torah is. Torah isn't a course of Talmudics. I mean, that's what we say to, you know, to the Western world. This is a Talmudic yeshiva or whatever. I don't know what they call it, right? Even they call it yeshiva, they call it machon. They call it like, I don't know what it means in English, but it's not a yeshiva, right? It's a Talmudic college, right?
Institution,
right.
Talmudic
size, yeah, whatever they call it.
What's
a person has to understand this concept of what yeshiva is. Yeshiva is the place you build your emunah. Emunah is your entrusting in your Creator, the entrusting in the life that He gave you, the entrusting in the words that He taught you, and understanding from the Torah how He relates to you and how He relates to the world, and having a relationship with Him. That's what you're here for. So the question asks, did Moshe Rabbeinu have a higher level of recognition of Kodesh Baruch? The answer is yes, than Avraham Avinu. Why? Kel Shakai is a midah in which the Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Avraham Avinu through Avraham's toil in the world. And it's not a full revelation. It's as much as a person can reach through toil and understanding of the world. But that's not a gilui of terror. That's a certain level of gilui. But it's not the same gilui as the Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed with Shem Havaya. That's the main name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, his being. Havaya is a word in Hebrew, is the verb for past, present, and tense, of being. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, he recognized his being, his essence, as much as a person can be Mesik. So Moshe Rabbeinu reaches the highest level of recognition of God, and that's Torah's Moshe. That's the Torah that we have. The Torah that we have of Moshe is the highest level of recognition that a man can reach in understanding of how Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to him in this world, and the whole world, all the worlds, physical, spiritual, all the worlds, in the Torah, that's the highest level of recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mishkan, the Migdash, all of them, the connection, the kav that came between the Kruvim, which is the Aaron, which is Makom Torah, that's the revelation of Torah in of itself. The Ramban says that's the revelation of Har Sinai, came to the Mishkan. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, Dibei Em Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bein HaKruvim. That's the Gilui of Har Sinai. Peh al peh, the verbal. You understand? Like an ish le'isha. Like a husband to a wife. That's the closest connection a person can get. Hitgalut zo hitchila in Moshe Rabbeinu. This revelation of the Torah started with Moshe Rabbeinu, Baha Chorev mituch hasneh. Started in the burning bush, right? V'nimshecha b'mitzrayim, continued in Egypt, basad nisim, with the 10 nisim agluim v'kriyas yamsuf, with the 10 miracles of the plagues and with the parting of the Red Sea. V'hi higia l'si b'matan Torah. And this revelation reached its height through Matan Torah. Now, you understand what we're talking about here. We're talking about the revelation of the others, which is through toil, right? And then they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hidden, in the world which is hidden, which is Mitlabesh, his 10 statements in which he created the world, right? Which is also connected with Matan Torah, right? The 10 Makas are also connected with Matan Torah, right? But it's a different revelation. The relation of the Makas is the, and Kriyas Yamsuf was to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion and involvement in the world. Then comes Matan Torah, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu showing himself. I'm here. You see, you don't see his involvement, you see the person himself. It's like, you know, it's like a person, like you're talking to a person on a telephone. You know he's around, you don't know how he looks, but by talking to him, you can understand things about him. Then, what's it called? You see him on...
FaceTime, Skype.
No, Skype will be later. Then you see him on... you not only talk to him, he's involved, he sends you things. He sends you presents, he sends you, right? He sends you things. You see, he's involved in your life. You get money from him. He sends you presents. He cares for you, right? You see, he's involved with you, right? And there's a revelation. You see, you know, he sends you something from Amazon, right? That was a commercial break. He sends you different things, right? Now, then you meet him in a person. And you see how much he cares. And you see what a loving person he is. That's Matan Torah. The middle one was Kriyas Yam Suf. He's involved with you. But seeing him in person is Matan Torah. That's a complete revelation of the person, meeting him in person. Vehi Egiya L'si B'Matan Torah, reached its heights in Matan Torah. Shonei Amunah Mevuseset Al Galut Zot, Mizuah Mevuseset Al Bryas Olam. Right? It's different, the Amunah, on the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Esamakas, than the revelation on the creation of the world. Ki Ka'amusham, Hu Yitbarach, in the creation of the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden. Vilukan, who ba'atzmo itgaleh, he himself is revealed. And Matan Torah means. He himself is revealed in Matan Torah. Harashba, mevae hevdel ze, v'biyu anusach hakirish b'del Shabbos. The Rashba is a Rishon, you know who the Rashba is. He explained this, and he's explaining the Nusach of Kiddush on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of Maaseh Bereishis and Yetziat Mitzrayim. And the Torah was given in Shabbos. So Shabbos is a revelation of all three. So let's see. V'u matchil b'loshen nista. Asher kidishan ha-mitzotav. He commanded us with the commandments. Ratza banu v'shabbat kodesho be'ava v'ratzon n'tchilanu. And he wanted us, and the holy Shabbos, ba'ava, with love and with his will, he inherited us. Zikaron l'maaseh bereishis. That's a remembrance of Maaseh Bereishis. So it's Beloshen Nista, right? Which he commanded, right? He's hidden here. He's not explaining who he is. You're not speaking to him directly. You're talking about a third person, that Beloshen Nista. So when speaking about Maaseh Bereishis, you're speaking about him being hidden. Vimshich, Zeicher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Now we mention Yetziat Mitzrayim. Ki banu b'chartin, as he chose, v'otanu kidashtu mikol amim, v'shabbat kodshecha, your Shabbos, v'avav ratzon inchilan, hinchaltan, you inherited us. Hare mitzad Maaseh Bereishis, right? Nuchal ledaber, l'kodesh baruch hu, rak b'loshen hu. We speak about him as a third person. Rak, right? Me'az b'cha b'chlal Yisrael. He chose Klal Yisrael. V'kidesh otanu. He commanded us the mitzvotav with his commandments. Anu ponim alav yidbarach b'loshen ata. Now, in Zeichet Simtzayim, he's speaking to the ata. B'zeh notza hayachas lebein Klal Yisrael lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You understand? Shabbat kodshecha, your Shabbos, it says here. Where it said, v'shabbat, yeah, V'ratza banu v'shabbat kodsho, his Shabbos. That's third person we're speaking of Maaseh Bereishis. So when we speak of Zeichet Yetziat Mitzrayim, we're speaking about him in kodshecha, after we got, right? He speaks to us b'loshen nochach, right? And they received the Torah for Klal Yisrael. So let's go back. With this was notza hayachas bein HaKlal Yisrael bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matan Torah nimshecha nevuah b'Klal Yisrael. Came the nevuah to Klal Yisrael. Ad chorban habayis. Till the Chorban HaBayis Rishon. Misham Va'elach, Hishtamshu B'Bat Kol. After Chorban HaBayis, then went to a lower level, it's called Bat Kol. Right? We didn't have the Nevuah of the Bayis. We didn't have the Torah, the same level of Torah. Beis HaMikdash represents a Gilui of the Torah, because, as I told you, the Kav, the line that came Bein HaKruvim, was a Gilui of Torah in the Aaron. Shim Adrega Yedua B'Ruach HaKodesh. It's a level of Ruach HaKodesh. ומשם נמשך גם דרך התפילה של כלל ישראל בכל דורותינו עד היום שאנחנו פונים אל הקדוש ברוך הוא. We go and speak to הקדוש ברוך הוא התפילה בכל הברכות והתפילה בלושן עתה. We speak בלושן עתה. ואנו יודעים שהקדוש ברוך הוא קרוב אלינו ושומע ומקבל את תפילתנו וסיב זה התפילת. כי מי גוי גדול אשר לא אלוקים קרובים אליו. Who's this great nation that הקדוש ברוך הוא close to him כאשר אלוקים בכל קוראינו אליו. In all that she called him. So he's basically explaining here how the levels change through generations. We basically went up to the sea, which is Matan Torah. That sea was lost because of the Chet HaEgel. It was given back to us somewhat in terms of the Mishkan. We still had that level of Matan Torah. After the Chorban, we had Bat Kol, which is still a level of Ruach HaKodesh. And nowadays, that level of Ruach HaKodesh we can only find in the Torah itself and in our Tefillah. Our Tefillah, like it's brought down, it's actually brought down in Halacha. It says a person through Tefillah can reach it Pashtus Aguf, the Kor of the Nevuah. It's close to Nevuah. The Nusach of Tefillah, the Anshei Knesset Gedola, can bring a person, if he uses it well, to the level of Nevuah. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Tefillah is a Metzias, right? Krum Zolus Lebnei Adam. It's Dava Sha'omid Berumo Sha'olam, right? It's the heights of the world. And Bnei Adam, people, are Mezalzel Behem, are Mezalzel in it. Tefillah Be'ikah can be a level of Nevuah. The Arizal came back to, in the Kavanah of Tefillah, to show us the Ruach HaKodesh that's in Tefillah. The Kavanah of Tefillah brings a person, if he does it properly, with the proper Achana, to levels of Ruach HaKodesh.
What's Achana?
Proper preparation. Okay?
But he has to understand.
He not has to understand the Kavanah, he has to be where that Kavanah is. That's not so simple.